Hello there. Do you know just how many creatures there are in the world? All those lovely animals, all so different from one another. Rhinoceroses, elephants, squirrels, rabbits, owls, kittens, puppies. Or the plants that cover the earth. The huge green forests. The colorful flowers. Roses. Daisies. Poppies. We love to look at their unique colors and shapes and smell their fragrances. Sweet cherries and ripe red tomatoes. Peaches and so many others are all wonderful blessings. There are more beauties in the world than just the plants and animals that live on the land. The deep blue sea that covers so much of the earth is a hidden world of wonders. Countless creatures, from colorful clownfish to oysters, from crabs to coral, inhabit this wonderful world. So, in the light of all this order, balance, and beauty that we see in nature, we need to ask ourselves some important questions. How did so many different kinds of animals come to be? How were the mountains, rivers, and seas formed? Why does nature have such balance and order? From whom did animals learn how to survive? Where did the trees learn how to produce such delicious fruit? And we who see and know these things, how did we come to exist? People are generally offered two different explanations for all this. Some claim that everything in the world came to be by itself and by chance. This view is known as the theory of evolution. The father of this theory was a man named Charles Darwin, who lived 150 years ago. Many thinkers and scientists oppose this theory and maintain that the order in the world and in living things did not happen by itself, but is the work of an all-powerful creator. And this all-powerful creator is God. That is the true answer, because all living things in nature, with all their special features, prove the existence of a creator. Let's look at an example to see why. Come on, let's go for a little walk on the seashore. The sea was a bit rough this morning, but it's not so choppy now. You know that when the waves strike the shore, they shift the pebbles and grains of sand, and that this causes bumps and sand dunes to form. But there is something else on this beach. Do you know what it is? A sand castle. Just look what a wonderfully designed castle it is. It has a door and towers and is surrounded by high walls. A moat has even been dug around it and filled with water, just like a real castle. Now, let's ask ourselves this question. Could this castle have been formed by chance, just by the waves striking the shore or by the wind, without any human hand touching it? Of course not. The castle has been built with such attention to detail that someone must have constructed it deliberately. It has an obvious, intricate design, and we all know that such a design could only be the work of an intelligent being. Such design cannot come into existence by chance. So, when we look at nature and the living things in it, we must look at it in this way. Just as a sandcastle cannot come into being by chance, so the living things in our world, with all their complex structures, cannot possibly have come into existence by chance. The wings of a bird that can fly better than the most modern aircraft, the human eye that can perceive an image better than the best camera in the world, and the wonderful muscular and skeletal structure of the cheetah that can run at 140 kilometers an hour cannot be the result of chance. It is obvious that all these things were deliberately created. The Creator who created living things with all their wonderful qualities is Almighty God, who also created us and gave us the intelligence to understand all these things. Come and let's have a look at a few examples of the millions of wonderful designs in the world of living things. The largest land animal on our planet is the elephant, which weighs about 5 tons. In order for such a heavy creature to be able to walk, it needs a special design. Elephants have to walk long distances to find water, and are equipped for the task with legs that are wonders of engineering. If their legs were a bit thinner, they would not be able to hold the elephant up. But there is an even more interesting design feature in the foot of the elephant. Under the toe bones, there is a thick, elastic, fatty cushion. The wide sole covered with this fatty cushion distributes the pressure, and the elephant's weight is spread out evenly over its feet. Because of this, elephants are able to tread very lightly despite their weight. The pressure that an elephant's foot exerts on the ground is less than that exerted by a woman wearing high-heel shoes. In short, this is a special shock absorber system designed for elephants. Do you see? The fact that the sole of the elephant's foot has been equipped with a cushioning system shows the existence of a plan. The system was designed how the animal would best be able to walk. And this shows us that there is a creator who designed this system. This is the creative artistry of Almighty God. In this section, we are going to look at honeybees. These cute little creatures produce the delicious honey that we enjoy at breakfast, and this is so good for us. Honeybees are little creatures that live in colonies and work hard in harmony with one another. For millions of years, they have been producing much more honey than they need, just for us. First of all, our little friends build the honeycombs where they will store their honey. The honeycombs they construct are all really marvels of engineering. The bees use beeswax to make the honeycomb cells. Worker bees use a well-calculated method of using six-sided or hexagonal cell construction. Because the hexagon is the shape that takes the least amount of beeswax and can store the greatest amount of honey. Hundreds of worker bees come together to make the honeycomb. The bees begin construction from different ends and meet in the middle as they work. Finally, this fine-looking storage place is formed. The honeycomb is now finished. Now the time has come to collect the materials for making honey. Scout bees spend all day going from flower to flower, looking for a new source of food. When they find such a source of food, they return to the hive and inform the other bees. The bees are deaf, so they can't communicate with one another by sound. Nevertheless, the scout bees describe the way to the food source in such a way that the other bees can find it without getting lost. How do bees accomplish this seemingly impossible task? If you like, we can answer that question by asking another one. Have you ever thought of describing the route to somewhere by dancing? You will probably say no. But the scout bees return to the hive and perform a dance to tell their friends how to get to the food source. The scouts shake their bodies continually while performing dance steps. The way they move closely resembles the figure eight. They sway their bodies about 15 times a second from one side to the other. This dance is very important for the other bees because it contains all the information about the distance of the food source from the hive, its direction, and its richness. The other bees watching the dance immediately understand the directions. It is now very easy for them to find the food source. Now, let's stop and think for a moment. To find the right direction, several mathematical calculations are required. However, the creature that makes these calculations and performs this dance are just honeybees. And these little creatures deliver their instructions by dancing in the darkness of their hives. We often see these small creatures as we walk along the street, enjoy a stroll in the country, or sit in the garden. But even we human beings could never manage such a thing without specific training or technical instruments. It is surely Almighty God who has inspired the bees to produce honey and to find their way as they do. One verse in the Quran says, "Your Lord inspired the bees. Make hives in the mountains and in the trees and in men's habitations. Then feed on all the fruits and walk in the ways of your Lord. There comes forth from within it a syrup of many colors, in which there is a healing for men. Most surely there is a sign in this for the people who reflect." There are so many beautiful and colorful creatures in nature, aren't there? It is almost as if they were aware of it. Just look at how they show off to one another. It's obvious that they are proud of their colors. But wait a minute. How did these colors come to be? Where did this harmony of color on living things' bodies with hues as beautiful as any master artist could ever paint come from? These colors cannot have come into being by chance, as the supporters of the theory of evolution claim. Let's consider this with an example. Colors cannot do anything by themselves, can they? Look at these colors. They are really lively and beautiful. Now let's wait for these colors to come together and form a beautiful painting. We will probably have to wait for some time. In fact, there is no need to wait at all. And I am sure that you think the same way. These colors could never come together by chance and produce such a painting. It is clear that there is an artist who uses these colors which you see and who produces the paintings. Whenever you see a painting, you know that it has been painted by an artist. Just as a lifeless picture painted on a piece of paper cannot come into existence by chance, surely the wonderful colors of animals cannot have been produced by chance either. All these colors and designs are proofs that God has created these creatures with great care. Let's look at a few more examples to see how intelligently planned these colors and designs are. The beautiful designs on butterflies' wings always attract our attention. But most people do not realize that these designs also have a meaning. There is actually a very important message contained in the design of the butterfly. For example, on the wings of some butterflies, there is a design that looks like a large eye. These false eyes are a very important defense tactic. When the butterfly encounters any danger, for example, a bird looking for a meal, it opens its wings wide. Now it looks like a huge animal. Here is an interesting example of this tactic in operation. There is a butterfly sitting on a tree. It is really easy prey for a bird. But at a certain moment, the butterfly just opens its wings, revealing a huge eye. This means danger for the bird, and it quickly goes away. Now let's look at the wonderful design of the eye on the butterfly's wings. All the details in the real eyes have been reproduced in it. The shape of the eye, the eyelashes, a nose, pupils, and even a reflection of light in the pupils. On the wings of another butterfly, there is the silhouette of a large animal that includes details of a nose, ears, shadow over the eyes, the shape of an eye, pupils, and the reflection of light in the pupils. Surely this design is not the product of chance, but has been created for a definite purpose. This magnificent design on the wings of butterflies shows us the flawless creative artistry of God. And certainly, it is not only butterflies that have been created with special colors. Wherever we look in nature, we will encounter examples of creation that will amaze us. All this wonderful display of color is God's creative artistry as seen in His creatures. Now let's talk about something in our bodies that is too small to be seen. Scientists call it DNA. But first, let's consider an example that will make it easier to understand what DNA is. The subject of our example is letters and words. We know that words are made up of letters. But these letters certainly did not come from words by themselves by chance. Let's carry out an experiment and see what happens. Here are some small tags with a number of a letter written on each one. If you like, we can watch them for a long time. Do you think that these letters and numbers could ever come together and form a sensible sentence? Surely not. Let's go a step further and throw the small tags on the floor at random. Could they form a meaningful sentence now? Never. However hard we may try, it is quite impossible. Imagine that we got tired of trying and left the room for 10 minutes. When we came back and found a note saying, "Hi, how are you?" What would we think? We would know right away that these letters had not lined themselves up at random. It would be evident to us that someone had come and arranged them one by one to form a sensible statement. This example shows us a law. Whenever something has been written that has a meaning, someone must have written it. Now, let's examine DNA with this law in mind. In the 20th century, scientists made some important discoveries. They found that the human body is made up of 100 trillion tiny cells. These cells are too small to be seen with the naked eye, but when we examine them under a microscope, we see something else quite amazing. In the center of each cell, a plan has been written down that determines the character not only of the cell, but of all the organs in the body. Scientists call this plan DNA. It has a long chain of molecules that resembles a ladder. Actually, DNA is an alphabet composed of four letters, A, T, C, and G. A equals adenine, B equals thymine, C equals cytosine, G equals guanine. These are coded in such a way that DNA of a single cell contains enough information to fill an encyclopedia a million pages long. Everything is written in it. The color of your eyes, the shape of your eyebrows, the color of your hair, the size of your nose, the color of your skin, the shape of your face, and the properties of your cells. Did you notice? In the DNA of a single cell, there is not just one letter, one sentence, or one book. There is enough information contained in it to fill all the encyclopedias in a huge library. Scientists have calculated that the amount of DNA that could fit into a teaspoon would be able to contain all the information contained in every book that has ever been written in the world. Surely, such a marvelous structure cannot have come into existence by itself by chance. Just as a single written sentence proves to us that someone wrote it, so the encyclopedias full of knowledge contained in DNA prove to us, without a doubt, that God exists. We have learned some important facts in this film. We have seen how easily elephants walk, despite their great weight, thanks to their special design. We have seen how bees communicate with one another by dancing, perform mathematical calculations like human beings, and produce honey for us. We have seen how animals are designed with such wonderful beauty and detail. And we have seen that enough knowledge is inscribed in our little bodies to fill whole shelves full of huge encyclopedias. But apart from all this, there is one thing that you have learned in this film that you should always keep in mind. Every living thing is proof of God's creative artistry. We have only examined a few creatures here, but we should really consider how every creature in nature is beautifully designed and created. Don't forget that when we look at a beautiful painting, we must praise not the painting itself, but the artist who made it. In the face of the wondrous creation in the world of nature, we must praise the Creator who made it all and revealed it to us. Every creature on earth is a proof of His power and creative artistry. Without a doubt, it is Almighty God who created us, loves us, and gives us all our many blessings.